Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The city of Lawrence, 26 miles north of Boston, is by a number of measures the poorest community in Massachusetts. It suffers from a long list of woes: double-digit unemployment, a school system in receivership, and high crime. Last month, Lawrence swore in a new mayor, Daniel Rivera, elected by a slim margin, who's inheriting the many problems that faced his troubled predecessor, William Lantigua. Today, we begin a year-long occasional series of reports called Project Lawrence, checking in on Mayor Rivera and the city he leads. We begin with the new mayor on how he plans to start fixing the problems facing Lawrence. Here's WBUR's Uswa Khalid.
Around the turn of the 20th century, Lawrence was a booming mill town. Jobs were easy to come by. Sure, the old textile factories still dot the landscape, some converted, others abandoned, but they're a relic from a bygone era. These days, unemployment is at 13.9%, the highest in the state. But for Mayor Dan Rivera, those textile mills are still part of the city's fabric.
When we talk about the future of the city, I really hearken to the days when we had the biggest dam in the world, when we had, you know, the biggest factories in the world.
They're a reminder of what the city once was.
And, you know, we have to change it. We have to go back to that time when we have had some of the best and biggest in the world. And it's going to take time, but aspirational.
Mayor Rivera knows his aspirations might seem overly optimistic, but he refuses to be discouraged.
This is not a pessimist job. If you're a pessimist, you do not want to have this job.
When Rivera walks into City Hall, he passes an emblem on the wall. It's the city's official seal, and in the middle is a bee.
And that's one of the coolest things for me, because it's like a worker bee. Even though it's clearly a seal that was done a long time ago, I mean, today our future really is based, can we get jobs for the number of people we have in our community?
Some 77,000 people live in Lawrence. About three-quarters are Latino, mostly Dominican and Puerto Rican. The mayor himself is the son of a single mother who emigrated from the Dominican Republic. He was raised in housing projects and attended Lawrence public schools. He then went on to serve in the U.S. Army, graduate with an MBA, and sit on the city council. But the 43-year-old Rivera doesn't talk much about himself. He's more focused on what he wants to get done.
Rita, help me put this together?
Yep. Yeah.
In his office, he has a big whiteboard with a running to-do list.
The top one is English as second language for adults. We're going to put together a working group with Department of Workforce Development, and so that we can grow the number of seats in English language classes that we have for adults. So this is a big driver for our economic development plan.
Rivera heads out of his office down the city's historic artery, Essex Street. There's a new cafe and bookshop, a convenience store playing Latin music. But there are also empty storefronts with for sale signs. That's exactly what Rivera wants to fix. He's only been on the job for a few weeks, but he's already chosen his key priorities: economic development and public safety. The two are intertwined, he says, and he cannot grow jobs without first making the street safe. That's not an easy task. The weekend after he was sworn in, the city had 7 armed robberies. As he walks towards the police station, Rivera says part of his strategy is to hold people accountable.
Working with the chief to make sure that we are going after the 7 armed robberies in a real specific way. We're going to tell the press what happened so that it's not just, just another 7 robberies in Lawrence, you know. It's like there's 7 robberies and we know what's going on with them, and we're going to go after them hard.
Right now, there are 118 police officers. Rivera wants 150 or 155. The force suffered drastic cuts under the previous administration.
You also create an environment where people thought it was okay to have lawlessness, you know? You know, it's the broken window syndrome. If you don't fix the broken window, people feel like it's okay to break all the windows. You know, so you have to create an environment where people feel like really, really the city cares about public safety.
The police station is in a state of disrepair, with sea green walls like something out of the 70s and a heating system with no temperature control. Rivera says he would love to get the officers a new headquarters. It would boost morale. But for now, his priority is getting more officers on the streets, because without that, he can't tackle his other big goal.
I don't think we could grow jobs unless we do the public safety thing right. But we have to go get jobs anyway, so we're selling the virtues of Lawrence every day.
Those virtues, he says, are cheap raw materials and a young, trainable workforce. One sign of hope for Rivera is the Allied Health and Technology Center. It's a part of Northern Essex Community College, and it's a new building that he thinks will help bring other businesses to the depressed downtown. As Rivera walks around the city, on almost every block, the new mayor is stopped and congratulated, even by people who say they didn't vote for him. Some, like this woman, give him suggestions. Keep moving forward, son. Learn first before you say something, and behave yourself. After she offers her opinions, she leans over, gives him a kiss on the cheek, and says with a laugh, "I'll give you a bit of advice. You need to lose a little weight." The mayor is indeed a husky man, and he knows that. He even jokes about his weight. But as he stops by a cafe, he orders a not-so-healthy lunch.
"I'm gonna have a steak and cheese torta."
Rivera finds out the young lady taking his order dropped out of college.
"I can't go back. I'm not sure if I saw my scholarship, though. So..."
"We can help. Go back.
I know.
It's awesome."
He tells her, point blank, she needs to go back. He'll do what he can to help. Balancing individual constituent needs, like this, with the big picture is a challenge, Rivera says.
"Every time you stop someplace, something can get you off task. So that's been a little bit of a challenge because we got to make sure we stay on task without people feel like you're getting disconnected. But think about if we dealt with every problem that came up every day, but we never got a chance to fix the problem of jobs. So you'd be more engaged, and you'd be talking to so many people about these little problems. But at the end of the day, you've never moved the needle on something very important like public safety or jobs."
Even if it takes time to solve those huge problems, Rivera says you can measure progress incrementally.
"If we can get to some of those small gains, changing the culture of, we can do something versus, nothing will ever change in Lawrence. If we get some more police on the street and start attacking the crime problem more strategically, and we make some small gains on the economic development infrastructure, I think that'll be a good first 100 days.
100 days is generally the yardstick of progress. But in Lawrence, with so many complex problems, that yardstick might be a little longer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.